gentlemen, welcome to another wonderful episode of The Bucky Bites. I'm the Ryan, aka Papa Post. Along with me today, we've got the likes of Josh Picard from Suggestive Gaming.
That's me.
That's you. We've that hair is gorgeous. The man with the hair, the man, the myth, the hair. His name is Logan, aka Mod Tones. Yeah.
Why do I hear a voice?
This is God. I don't know where I'm going with this bit.
Get a comb.
Get a comb, yes. And last but certainly not least, we've got Dominic 44211.
Yeah. There we go.
With us.
Hi.
Dude, we're off to a great start. We're off to a fantastic start. We've been gone for a while. It's been a hot minute. I was sick, and then I got lazy. But here we are. We're back, and as good as we ever were. So
that's the important part.
That's the important bit.
Like we're not gaining or losing any quality in the meantime. So
exactly, you're gonna get
like
the same old
never
thing.
Left.
Exactly.
We were always here.
You know, we were in everybody's hearts. But did you guys are aware of the whole like Elon Musk doing like the Neuralink thing, right?
Yeah, some cyberpunk shit.
Yeah. So,
no.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's so, okay. So Logan doesn't. Do you really not know, or is are you like you're?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, awesome! This is exciting. So Josh, I'm sure you'll be able to fill in the details that I ignore because that's just how my brain is. But so there's an individual who basically has a neural implant in his brain that allows him to effectively control the mouse cursor on a computer.
Oh.
So Neuralink has been, I was about to say going after, which sounds really bad, but they've been reaching out to like paraplegics and other folks who are disabled and can't use their arms for trying Neuralink. Because so, this is
Josh,
way,
are you?
Yeah.
Do you? Are you part of the automaton? Because
automaton scum.
You're roboting around, Josh.
Oh, am I roboting? I'm sorry. Let me check something real quick. have I lost my Neuralink now?
Yes. Oh wait, okay. I don't know.
Hello?
Say something. Hello.
Hello.
Steam was trying to download updates, so I think that was my problem.
Figures. That's how it always goes.
My back.
You're back, and you're bald as shit.
I'm bald as shit. All right. Sorry, guys. Elon has been reaching out to like disabled folks and paraplegics to be prime candidates for Neuralink. And this guy, I believe he is, disabled from the neck down. And yeah, he was able to tweet. Sorry, he was able to post on X.
Wow. We've got to advance that so then some of those streamers that like have like eight things in front of them and they're like, you know, gaming. I mean, they shred, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But like,
well, and that's what's really cool about, I mean, even Xbox with their modular controller. I think PlayStation has one now too. So I mean, accessibility is great, and I mean, stuff like this is like that I think is like the coolest thing about implantable technology to me. It's like not necessarily enhancing those who are able, but like helping those who are disabled.
Yeah,
I think like that's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, really makes it. Because there's a lot of people that are really talented, right? And it seems like some of those people that you see in streamers, they're super talented. They've probably spent a lot of time getting to that point. Well, there's a lot of people that are maybe insecure, nor do want to spend the time. So just the fact that they could have something that would be relatively potentially easy to play games, because, you know, they only could do probably so much, and gaming is really taken over for a lot of people's like pastime, because there's a lot of things that cost a lot of money. So
for sure.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Speaking of like money and shit, like how much is there like a price range for the Neuralink, or is it like undisclosed at the moment?
I mean, at this point there's nothing commercial about it. It's all research. So
yeah.
I don't think, I mean, there's no prices on any of this, but
it's can guarantee not, insurance doesn't cover it.
No, and it's not going to be cheap by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all. What's the first thing you would do, though, if you could control your mouse with just your brain?
Not like, play fucking I saw it in Civ. Action.
Okay. So, all right. So, Dom hit the nail on the head. So, one of the first things that this guy did, once he, like, got control and, like, understood how to use this, he fucking pulled an all-nighter playing Civ 6.
Is that awesome? Like,
that's the fucking coolest shit.
That's awesome. Like,
Civ 6?
Civs. Civilization.
Civilization.
Oh. Yeah. I was Civ 6. It's like...
That's what? 2 years. That's two installments away.
I was like, I don't know.
Also 50 years.
Probably. I mean, 50 years and $8 million in microtransactions.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Like, if you really think about it, if it was Civ 6, how dark that would be. It's just playing people normal, like playing as normal people walking around. Like,
it's real life.
Oh, that's kind of, that took a weird dark turn for a second there. He's like, yay, I can actually pretend like I'm a fully normal.
Oh my God.
We don't say normal.
Whatever it is.
We're learning.
Yeah. So,
dude, yeah, cancel
it. Whatever it is. Whatever.
Fuck it. But so it's when I was doing the research and the article, kind of reading through it, one of the really cool things that I saw that Elon had mentioned, and Josh, you kind of mentioned this as well, is like, ideally the whole thing is like to like learn how the brain works so that like it can bypass parts of your body so that your like things, so your hands would work or whatever. So like whatever is causing that disconnect, like eventually the hope is to like be able to train it so that you could
work in conjunction neurological neurological pathways to restore
functionality.
Crazy shit.
Wow.
So
wouldn't they like shoot for like eyeballs first, like meaning you know, to try to fix if you're someone's like blind and tries to like correct it by bypassing?
That's I can only imagine where that's gonna go.
So that's a thing. Darn the fucking rabbit hole I did on my lunch today. So the whole like their idea with that is using a camera, installing a Neuralink type thing to feed the color signals, like basically plugging a fucking HDMI into your brain.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
it's cyberpunk shit,
dude.
Yeah, dude. And then what's next? The fucking replayable memories. What are those called?
Oh my God,
Dom, what are they called?
What are they
called? Replayable memories.
Oh, and like brain dances.
Yeah,
brain dances. Yes. Brain dances. That's next, man. Just wait.
Oh my God, that'd be terrifying.
Dude, Dom is so pumped for this IRL DLC where we all get katanas on our arms.
I love how we're talking about this as if it's something that's like going to happen like in the foreseeable future. Range. Yeah. Because I was just thinking of like, I literally just got the Vision Pro, which is supposed to be like you put it on and you can record what's going on and relive it. It looks like fucking garbage. Like we're nowhere near being able to like relive memories
on a commercial scale.
Correct. Or on a feasible scale.
The one-off huge budget project just to get the science. I can imagine like we can't be that far off from having stuff like that.
That's true. Cause I mean, we had an electric car in like 90 something. We cloned a sheep in 90 something. Like things happened. It just wasn't feasible to make an industry out of it. So that's maybe one day.
The next episode I'm gonna be built like Atom Smasher if all the things come through.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get all your mods. What are they called?
Just mods. Yeah.
Yeah, mods. Are they called mods? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, cyberpunk like, lore.
Hell yeah, man. Well it's cool because then there's like the didn't they just fairly recently like create energy from nothing basically by Or was it maybe a misremembering, but like they like split an atom or like and it created energy or something like that. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
It was in I think it was in the Hadron Collider, right?
Yes.
It was something. It was they observed something.
A positive net. It was a positive net energy. Yeah.
But it wasn't anywhere near like perpetual motion or anything like that. But yeah, you're right. It was something like they conducted a thing where they were able to create energy where there wasn't energy. but it was a very minuscule amount. But it's exciting stuff.
Exciting.
It's exciting
stuff. Yeah. Dude, what's the... So Logan said he'd play Civ all night, but I want to know, if you could just move your mouse with your brain, Logan, what would you do? Like, because I know what I would do.
I mean, it would probably be first person shooters. Like, you would just wreck. All you have to do is glance to your right.
But you can't move the keyboard, can you? Like, are we saying that, like, what are we saying the capacity is? So, like, you can just move a mouse, or you can move a mouse and also hit WASD on a keyboard.
So it's okay. So, like, right now, the ability is, like, are you asking, like, theoretically?
No, like, I'm saying in your hypothetical, like, asking us what we would do.
Oh, just right now, all you can do is move your mouse.
All you can do is move the mouse.
Yeah.
So it's like you're limited to pointing and clicking. You can't. Okay.
First night, you're able to actually go around and do stuff.
So no clicking, more or less just moving.
No moving, more or less just clicking.
Yeah. Well, you can move them. Yeah. You can move it. You can move. You can't, like, just look.
Imagine, like, Logan, imagine you can only use your right hand on the mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I would say snake IO.
There you go.
All night
snake IO.
Man,
just dominate those free games.
Oh, I got a better one.
It's Cookie Clicker.
No, Vamp. Oh, Cookie Clicker's good, but that Vampire Hunters.
Vampire Hunters?
Yeah. Sorry, Vampire Survivors. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, fucked up the name. Because that game just requires one hand. Because trust me, I've tried.
You've tried what?
Shut up. Vampire Survivors would definitely be mine.
But no, I'm curious. You said I've tried, and I'm like, tried what?
No, I've tried playing it with one hand.
Oh, okay. It's just that simple?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
I have it in my Tesla, and I play it with one finger. So. You can only play it when you're parked.
Oh, yeah, but I'm no, sure shit, there's I soft locking that you can do to...
I can't think of a game that I can play with just, like, my mouse. I'm, like, looking through my Steam library, and, like, the only thing I could see that might be doable is, like, The Sims.
Gwent. League of Legends, you could probably feasibly play with just a mouse.
Yeah. Project Zomboid.
Zomboid?
Oh, that'd be annoying, though.
It'd be annoying, but you could
do it. What's the Blizzard card game? Hearthstone?
Oh, Hearthstone, yeah.
You could play the manager mode of WWE 2K24.
Wow.
Sounds great.
You got a lot of options.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
You know what? That's
fun. I was just watching a video of some YouTubers playing that again.
Dude, there's a YouTuber. I wish I knew his name off the top of my head because I'd love to shout him out. But he goes into, like, the programming behind... like, he disassembled all the code to go behind and, like, squash rumors and myths of, like, let me find this. I want to give him a shout out, but you guys could go ahead and talk while I look for him.
That reminds me of, like, that guy who goes in game backgrounds and...
Yeah, Boundary Break.
Yeah, that reminds me of something that he would probably do.
I want Josh to find this because it's the perfect segue.
Marcel Voss. Is his name.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm looking like, can you beat Roller Coaster Tycoon 1 without building paths? And, like, it's great because he's so knowledgeable about all the game's code. So his videos are really entertaining and also, like, super educational. So check that shit out, guys. Okay. Marcel Voss. What a guy.
Marcel Voss. All right. You know, speaking of, like, myths and rumors and urban legends, do you guys, know any good, like, urban legends? Just, like, what's your, like, favorite? Do you have one? It's kind of a deep question.
I definitely have one.
Yeah?
Shoot for it.
Oh, mine's the Jersey Devil by far.
Please explain.
Oh, it's just, there's no, like, real great story behind it as far as I know. It's just there were a lot of sightings in New Jersey. Of this, like, creature that has legs and wings and like a goat head. And
is this like people, a New Jersey chupacabra?
Basically, yeah. And there's been sightings of it for like probably at least 100 years.
Okay.
Hmm.
But I mean, my favorite hockey team's the New Jersey Devils, so
that's where cool. that's why
it's kind of a given.
We've learned. Okay. Logan, damn it, just off the top of your head, can you think of any?
I mean, does ghosts count?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Spirits, yeah, it's like ghosts. Yeah, spirits, ghosts. Yeah, totally.
My favorite is, like, off the top of my head, probably Bigfoot, because all the Bigfoot like scenes are so stupid and shitty. It's just so funny to witness. Right. A lot of it's just like a guy in like a gorilla costume just running around. I can imagine how fun that must be to like make a low quality video in like a gorilla mascot outfit. Like, oh, dude, it's Bigfoot.
There's a lot of people that buy a lot of different like just trinkets and bumper stickers and sweatshirts. Like, there's been a lot of money made off of the concept of that real.
Yeah, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, Loch Ness Monster seems badass. I kind of hope that's real.
There's a lot of stuff that we haven't ventured down below sea level that there's just a lot of unknowns.
Yeah, that's so dope to me.
Yeah, that they're just down there.
It just scares the shit out of me, dude.
Oh, but there's so much shit down there we're never going to know about.
No, never. Never, never.
That's depressing.
I think it's probably good, because I don't think anyone would want to swim in the ocean otherwise.
Well, I mean, there's people that want to, you know, go see the Titanic.
I know. Like, yeah.
Well, you know.
That was a thing recently.
That was kind of a... I don't know. I was going to call it a flop, but more like an implosion.
Oh, speaking of like shit in the water sinking.
It's not too soon. We're okay. I think enough time has passed. Welcome to Bucket Bites, the episode where we get canceled faster than...
Yeah, Logan's on a...
I'm on a hot track right now. I'm just warming up, baby. Just wait.
I'm here for it. Dude, what is this? He fucking stops working with me, and then he's just like, all right, I'm going to become this fucking edge lord. I'm just kidding.
Yes, in the videos of that bridge falling?
Yeah.
I did.
Insanity. I've been on that bridge.
Really?
I have, yeah.
That's not in California.
How did you get to Baltimore from California?
I know, it's crazy.
Coast to coast, brother.
Yeah. But
that's a long trip for some ice cream.
It sure is. It was
dude. Fuck. I gotta give this man a signing bonus. He came ready to play today.
Oh, and then he drinks the Arby's.
The Arby's. Oh, yeah.
So good. Dude, that bridge though, like no joke, that thing just folded like toothpicks. Like it's crazy. It's I thought it was like sped up.
Sped up, yeah.
No.
What's wild is because of the weight and how much it was that inertia.
Yeah.
Going forward. Right? Inertia is the
I think you're right.
Inertia
is the force moving in a direction.
Yeah, that sounds right then. Yeah. So how much inertia the boat had when it went into its blackout or whatever and they threw the anchor down. There was so much weight and that anchor trying to stop that boat was like basically a string trying to stop a bus in motion. That's literally how, like, the direct comparison people were calculating what would be the best comparison, a string and a bus. Yeah, it wasn't going to do anything. Just terrible.
Guys, like, one, I didn't know that one dude lived, like, no injuries at all. Wow. Like, he was on the bridge and didn't have to go to the hospital or anything. I couldn't imagine being that fucking guy.
Wow. I'd go. He was probably the winner for the Powerball.
Well, and I can't imagine the survivor's guilt. Like, I feel just as bad for him as everybody else, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with like how fast it fell, like, I couldn't imagine you're just doing work, construction work, and just whoosh, and you're in the water now.
Yeah.
You're not hurt or anything. You're like, what the fuck happened?
50 degree weather or water temp, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's cold as shit. That's cold as shit. But like, that's better than the Titanic water. So like, at least.
Well, yeah.
But the worst part is like, there's. Yeah. They found cars still with like no windows broken or doors open or nothing. Like that's awful.
Yeah. It was very tragic.
But the reason I transitioned to urban legends was because I would like to do a new bit every now and again called Gaming Urban Legends, where we just kind of like discuss different urban legends in gaming. And today's isn't going to be probably the most exciting, but it's one that I think is the most well-known, just to kind of give the idea here. So everybody's aware of the Madden curse.
Yes.
Sure.
So,
by the way, Post, I love this. I love this segment.
Good.
It's going to be so much fun.
It
is.
Rid of this.
So, and I'm sure in the future there'll be some really like debated, oh, that was just modded in or whatever, but just take it day by day. But the Madden curse, everybody here is aware of it, right? I'm assuming if you aren't, raise your hand. But so if you don't know, which I don't know how you don't, but it's basically the person who is on the cover of Madden will be cursed in his next season, whether that's injury, statistically, or otherwise, right? So it's really interesting because we go back all the way to 1999, and I'm just going to read the list.
Yeah, Dom wasn't even alive yet.
Dude, wait. Dom, were you alive in 1999?
No.
No, I was born in 2003.
Yeah, Dom's not 24, or 25, rather.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Dom wasn't even alive.
I'm old as shit.
Yeah, Dom's 20, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so, all right, I'll run through these pretty quick. In 99, the cover athlete was Garrison Hurst. He broke his leg in the playoffs. Okay. In 2000, we had Barry Sanders, who, after he was selected, retired. So then they changed it to Dorsey Levens of the Packers, and Levens injures his knee. In 2001, we had Eddie George, and he basically caused the Titans to lose a playoff game because he gave the ball to the other team, basically, is what they're saying.
Isn't that called a fumble?
It was actually like a catch where he just like didn't fight for it. So it got intercepted instead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
So
he bobbled it or whatever.
And then also the next season after that, he was injured and never played well again. In 2002, Dante Culpepper, he sucked and then had a season ending knee injury. 2003, we had.
And then where did he go?
Culpepper?
Yeah. Do you know?
Oh my God! No, dude, don't be football testing me here.
No, it's worse. I wouldn't be ashamed if you didn't know.
I don't know.
I was just a Culpepper fan. He went to the CFL, and that's like the graveyard for football players.
Oh yeah. Man,
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So Marshall Faulk had a ankle injury. Michael Vick broke his leg, and then also kind of chose to be an idiot. Yes. Ray Lewis, he had just his worst statistic year, and also
wasn't
a
Ray
torn
Lewis,
hamstring.
Wasn't Ray also, Lewis also a domestic abuse?
But that was years after, so we're looking like a year or two.
Well, I mean, but you know, man.
You never know. So Donovan, after that was Donovan McNabb of the Eagles. He actually said that the curse wasn't real. And he was like, yeah, I'm good, whatever. Give me the money, EA. Then he had a sports hernia, and it like took him out. And he was never the same. Sean Alexander.
But he was getting up there, though.
Yeah, sure.
All right. But, change. But you're right. It doesn't change.
Doesn't change.
You're right.
Okay, so now that like we're kind of like rounding out the 2000s here, you'll start seeing a little bit more of a tendency that I think you guys will find interesting. Sean Alexander, he broke his foot. He was never the same player. Vince Young. Was on the cover of 08, which is funny because my favorite player, LaDainian Tomlinson, actually declined to be on the cover because of the curse.
It was a huge story at the time. I remember.
Wow. Yeah,
dude, it was great.
Holy shit. I remember
it was, so, yeah, it was a so, huge story.
Tomlinson goes on to have a record setting year. That was like the best year of fantasy football for me ever, by the way, because I had Tomlinson. I would always pick him. and he like passing touchdowns. It was just amazing. But hey, what happened to Vince Young? Oh, he sucked. And he missed his first ever football game due to a quad injury. Wow. And then next year he injured his knee and was pretty much done. All right. So this is where things start getting interesting. In 09, we had Brett Favre.
Yeah, this is my favorite one.
He was retired. How can an injured guy or a retired guy get hit with the curse? He came back. And he sucked. And he actually also had a right shoulder injury that sidelined him at the end of the year. Also dick pics.
Dick pics.
Also,
you never heard that story, Dom?
No. Yeah.
Can I tell
never
it?
Heard? Oh, man.
Can I tell it?
Yeah, well, please do.
Oh, fantastic. So, Brett Favre was, he was on the Jets now, which is where shitty Packers quarterbacks go once they're done. Yep. They go to the Jets. And so he was on the Jets. And then all of a sudden, there was a scandal that came out that he had been inappropriately text messaging one of the sideline reporters. Post, do you remember who it was?
Yeah, I think her name was like Jen Sturger or something like that.
That's right. I think you're exactly right. As proof of these allegations, there were certain pictures that were leaked. And that's the best way to put it, man.
That's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, it turns out he was quarterback sneaking some picks into those DMs. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, is that really what she looks like? I didn't know what she looked like, really. But I get it.
She's very attractive. They all are. They're on television.
But yeah, the crazy part about it is it kind of looks like his wife.
Well, I mean, men have types.
He was cheating on his wife, too?
Well, yeah. He was married. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize he was married at the time.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
he had like two daughters, three daughters.
Also, he's got two daughters. Right. Yep.
Just a great all around here. She also ended up working for All Elite Wrestling as a backstage interviewer for a little bit. And that's literally all I know that she's done since.
Nice.
Oh. So that's right. She got to interview wrestlers and see Brett Favre's penis, I guess.
I mean,
unrequested, by the way. So
I've also seen Brett Favre's penis.
That's true. So is Patty Post.
Yes, she
one
has.
Of my favorites.
Yeah. But
my favorite story about that whole thing is: did you know that some retailers actually took the Packers jersey off of them and put the Jets jersey on? Like the game cover, like they would just slip it in, because I know for a fact that Blockbuster did it, because the Blockbuster by my house, it was one week it was Packers one, and then the next week it was the Jets one. So I don't know if it was just an employee there that did it for a goof, because obviously
it was the thing they did
that at Blockbuster did it.
A lot of retailers did. Madden actually switched out copies of the game. See, and they provided a flippable cover.
I need citation on that one. Because I don't know if Madden actually did it. I thought that it was just a thing people were doing. Like, I don't know if there was ever an official released Jets Madden cover. I would love to be proven wrong, but I don't think it was.
Oh, okay. So what EA actually did was they offered a free downloadable cover that you could replace yourself.
Oh, Blockbuster, that was sanctioned. It was just you had to download it and print it out.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I was going to say, because I feel like that's a lot of work just for a minor little thing. Because, like, to have to Photoshop.
Yeah.
People have fun with that, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have fun with it. Okay, but then
he went to Minnesota and fucked his leg. Like,
yeah, well, he
the
also
worst I've ever seen.
Beat up on the Packers that first year. It was sad.
Shut up. We don't remember. Talk about it.
But just so I can get
we don't
the
talk
next
about how Aaron
years.
Rodgers beat the Packers in his first year either.
Yeah, I have a feeling that man's going to be beating the Packers for the next like 3 or 4 years.
Shut up. I'm just saying. His first year,
in 2010, 2010, EA is like, all right, we're going to have two people on the cover because they can't both possibly.
It's the best.
Okay. It was Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu. Fitzgerald, he was actually fine. He had a really good year. He did miss a playoff game because he had a ribbon injury, but it was like not serious at all. So remember that.
All right.
Lived.
But then Polamalu sprained his MCL, then tore his PCL, and had a just like fucking awful. Okay. So remember 2010. Just remember 2010. In 2011, we had Drew Brees, who doubled his interception total, and then he lost his their playoff game to the first ever playoff team that had a losing record in the Seattle Seahawks. So that's interesting.
They were the first ever playoff team with a losing record?
Losing record, yep.
In 2011, you said?
In 2011.
Wow.
Yep. So additionally, then after that, we have Peyton Hillis. I don't know if anybody remembers who Peyton Hillis is. The biggest flash in the pan ever.
I was just going to say, the fact that nobody knows who he is, that's probably the Madden curse right there.
So he had one really good year with the Browns. He was a white running back, which, you know, race isn't whatever, but like when it comes to running backs, usually you don't see a white guy back there. Yeah, he actually just was like awful, got injured and sucked. So, and then he was never the same again. Calvin Johnson in 2013. Nothing happened. He had a record-breaking year. That was the year he had like the most receiving yards.
That was a big story too, because it was has he finally broken the Madden curse?
Well, it's Megatron, so.
It was Megatron,
It's true.
It's Megatron, so, yeah. I mean, anyone to ward off the curse.
What an era that was.
Right? Yeah. 14, Adrian good. Peterson.
Yeah.
He injured his foot and he sucked.
Yeah, but he was, you know, AP. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. 15, Richard Sherman. He had a great season. Like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
16, Odell Beckham. Had a great season. Nothing bad. And it doesn't count because he did the boat picture thing, which was a thing.
Yeah.
That I don't know if anybody, but that was like 3 or 4 years later.
I don't count that.
You can count that, but.
Yeah. I don't count personal stuff in
what
the
is
Madden
the boat picture thing?
So basically before the playoffs, he took a picture out on a boat in Miami or wherever it was with all of the other wide receivers right before they played a playoff game where it was like ice cold and they got stomped. Like it was like them trying to flex. Rob Gronkowski in 2017, he had some injuries, but he couldn't play in the Super Bowl, but his team won the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, in 18, he lost the Super Bowl. That was the only bad thing. After a perfect season, if anybody remembers that. 2019, Antonio Brown, he actually got frostbite from doing cryotherapy. The NFL banned his preferred helmet. Whoa. And then he had a huge attitude problem and requested a trade.
What a phrase. The NFL banned his preferred helmet.
Dude, they did that to Aaron Rodgers too, though.
He's gonna wear a different helmet. Poor.
Don't hate it because that's a real thing. Anyways,
I never played football. You did. I'm sorry.
Okay. In 2020, we had Pat Mahomes had a great season. He did have a knee injury in the preseason, but he was still fine. Played the rest of the year. 21, we had Lamar Jackson. He's great. No
Hold
issues.
Hold on. We had the biggest Madden curse in 2021.
Was that Lamar Jackson's fault?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm assuming you're talking about COVID.
No, I'm talking about John Madden dying in 2021.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, technically 2021 came out in 2020.
Fuck, you're right. All right. Go on to the next one. I'll make that joke.
All right, so Brady and Mahomes were the next year, and nothing bad happened except for John Madden died.
Well, you forget the biggest.
Well, Madden then, curse. In the last Madden, it was just John Madden. So
he was already cursed by that point.
Well, sure, but so obviously it was a thing for a while, but then it started. We broke through.
Half broke it.
But my thinking with John Madden coming back on the cover if we go back to players, the curse is coming back with a vengeance. That's my two cents.
Because it was Madden originally.
Yes, it was always John Madden on the cover before 1999. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they should stick to just
keeping them on
there. Saying Madden and no one's on the cover. Like, it just looks like football fields or whatever.
Just a football field.
Just AI generated footballs.
Yeah.
Like Bucketbot right below me, just but like with a football helmet.
I wonder if it's more of like an EA thing, because for UFC they have a cover athlete curse kind of.
Yeah.
And that's dating back to like 2009.
Can I be honest though? I don't think it's a cover curse. I think it's just anytime somebody's popular and big in a sport and all eyes are on them.
Sure.
You know, failure is bound to.
Oh,
goodbye.
Okay.
Dude,
that's the curse timing. Right there.
Dude, dude. Oh my God. The timing was so good on that.
Yeah.
That's dude, impressive. The timing was so good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that a bit or not.
I don't think that was a bit.
It wasn't a bit. I accidentally closed the window. I went
okay.
I went to go thing and I accidentally
hit the X. Oh my God, dude.
My
you said failure and then gone. And I'm like, oh.
You know what? I'm gonna say that was on purpose. That was part of the bit.
That was so good. Anyways, I do want to, so we've been gone for a month ish and we had some topics back for some other shows that we haven't had a chance to get to, and I just really quick I wanted to see if you guys want to talk about it. There was the whole like TikTok ban vote that actually passed, interestingly enough,
out of the House or the Senate. Are you talking about?
Yes,
both
yes. It's just waiting for Joey B to sign it.
No yep. Shit, it passed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. When?
Like last week, right?
Yeah, last week. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was already that. I thought they were taking their time on it.
No, yeah, the Senate passed it. They fucking streamlined that shit.
I know the House amazing. Did.
You put the big C on anything and they're going to streamline that right through.
Wow.
It's not a ban per se, right? Like that's the whole thing is they're going
to. No, it force... is.
No, it is.
Yeah, it is 110% a ban.
Because it can't be sold. There's Chinese yeah. like contract, and they knew that, and they're like, oh no, it's never going to get banned because yeah. they can sell it to a private American
yes,
equity
a private
company.
American yes
yeah
they
that's
could.
Still
they
my understanding that's they still can. My understanding.
No, they
but
can't.
They can't. Yeah,
they can't.
Logan's right. They can't. As a company, you can't completely divest. They would have to separate it into like a completely 100% American thing. But then the parent company would get nothing out of that. So why would they do it? So
yeah,
not only that, but America only takes up a small percentage of the people that actually use the app.
Oh, really?
I would see. You say that it's a small percentage of the users, which I would agree with. But yeah. It's a large percentage of the marketing money
right
yeah. comes in.
Yes. So there's revenue, heavy amount of revenue that comes out. But as far as people that use it, I think, man, I can't remember exactly what percentage, but I feel like I remember it being like below 10%.
See, but I'd love to see how much like U.S. advertisers, like how much of their profit margin is from U.S. advertisers.
Yeah.
Versus how many actual users are U.S. users. Just because I feel like U.S. companies are going to spend way more on advertising.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I agree
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, you know, but the thing that kills me is just the fact that they're kept saying that it can be sold, but it can't.
No.
So they've just been blatantly lying to everyone.
Well, they've been bluffing. That's all it was.
Well, yeah. Potato, potato, you know what I mean? It's just like...
Well, yeah, you say lying, I say bluffing. One yeah. is just a more calculated version of the other.
Yeah, and that's politics, and that's why I hate politics yeah, so much. Enough. I hate it.
It's really disappointing. What the fuck kind of data are they really worried? I mean, it's not the data coming out, right? It's more so like what we can be shown, but...
No, it's definitely data. Like, that's very important in all of this.
Sure.
It's because... You don't realize it, but every 7 seconds you watch a TikTok, that algorithm is determining what you are interested in and what your demographic is interested in. And like, it is insanely like valuable.
It's really good.
All of that data.
Sure. Sure. But like, I mean, I don't know.
They want it. They want it for themselves. Really?
I just,
it's like, if we can't have it and they have it, then
well, it's not even, it's not even like a hoarding mentality. It's like, if they have all of this data, they can cross reference it all over the place
and they can push for, and they can,
yes, for some kind of control in narrative, because I don't want to get too deep into political things, but
right,
there's a lot of that over there. But also just that, like I said, that data is valuable, knowing what people want, like that, and all of that analytics is so valuable to go out to advertisers and be like, look, we have the number one platform in terms of millions and millions and millions of minutes per day.
Yeah.
Like, you need to come to us because we can push your stuff out to more people than anybody can imagine.
I will say that I will be sad because I'm an enjoyer of TikTok.
He's a TikToker.
I'm so, a TikToker. So
can I ask real quick?
Yeah.
Because I think that YouTube and Instagram have seen this coming from miles and miles away. Because when TikTok disappears, you're going to go one of two places. You're going to go to Instagram Reels or you're going to go to YouTube Shorts. So my question is, so if TikTok disappears, where are you going?
Do you know what's weird? This is actually not embarrassing, but probably Facebook. Facebook's algorithm.
Well, that's Reels. That's Reels as well. Yeah.
Okay. So the YouTube one kind of sucks.
Facebook / Instagram. We'll call them Reels.
Yeah. The Meta route.
Meta.
Yeah. Yeah. That's they're probably the second best in terms of recognizing what your interests and like how long you're in. Their algorithm is probably second to TikTok's.
See, and I disagree with that, but. Yeah. Here's what's great. I don't use Facebook or Instagram. I use YouTube.
Oh, that's
so it's more catered to what I'm interested in.
Sure.
So that's where I think it's going to be really interesting to see who comes out ahead on this.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be a sad day just because I know, like, the thing I hate the most about Meta is the censoring. There's so much just. For who and whatever, it's everything. It's everywhere.
It's like a narrative.
I understand the conversations against, you know, like we need to censor some things, like we need to control what people can see, because not everybody needs to see someone fucking, you know,
beheading
from
somebody.
Exactly. But like at the same time, I feel like that shit should still be free. Like internet should still be free access for shit like that.
All right, except Elon.
At the same time, see, my thing with you, well, this is going to get, it's not, I don't want
to. No,
get
I would love to have this conversation. Let's do it.
It's, so Elon says it, but I don't trust him at all.
You are correct.
So like Elon, he says, oh yeah, it's a free speech, free whatever, just go at it. I'm like, no, you just want to push, you want to say that and then push opposite what everyone else has done to you so far.
Yeah.
So that. Yeah. And that's why I look, you know, it's,
well, it's funny because the first thing Elon Musk does when he buys Twitter, quote unquote, to protect free speech is he bans an account that just posts his flight records. So, yeah, you're right. Like, it's definitely not a free speech absolutist.
It is until you get some attention.
Yeah, because obviously you're going to look out for number one.
Yeah. So,
but,
I don't know.
But going back, yeah, so you're going to Facebook. So, and this is a loaded question, kind of. But so you say you'd be sad if TikTok disappeared. Would you be sad if TikTok disappeared knowing that a foreign agent is using your data inappropriately?
I get
and I'm not like, saying they are, I'm just saying in the hypothetical.
I mean, it's that's interesting because I sit there like at face value, all you think about is like, oh yeah, so they're gonna know like that I have back pain and all this other few about me, but like that's not what the danger is. And I understand what the danger is. It's one, knowing where people are. Number two, knowing what they like to watch so that they can push. Like I said, I get why it's bad. I just, TikTok to me has always felt like a very open, like people can just share anything almost, right? And it'll get out to people. And I don't feel that same way about any other app out there.
Even YouTube. Really?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I really hate shorts. I fucking cannot stand the phone app for like YouTube shorts.
I agree. I think it should be two different apps.
Yeah.
Or even if they're in the same app, they need to be separate. Like 100% separate. The fact that my feed on YouTube is 2-hour videos and also 3-second shorts.
Yeah.
They need to figure that out. I agree.
Big time.
But I'm interested in that because literally post, you had tens of thousands of people see your creative work because of YouTube.
Yep. I've had hundreds of thousands of people see my work
because That's true.
Of TikTok.
That's true. Well, and also YouTube, though. Also YouTube,
With
Alan Wake. So,
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting that you're like, one is more outreachy than the other.
Yeah, and
or are you saying one's more accessible for the layperson?
Yeah, for sure. Layperson for sure. Like TikTok, I feel like anybody can make it on TikTok, whereas I don't feel that way about any other platform.
That's fair. That is fair. That's a good point.
Anyone can go viral for any type of video, and you can't just do that on YouTube Shorts. I feel like
that is true, and I wonder what that is. Like, I wonder why, like
number of users.
Users, you know, for sure.
Think so? That's true.
Mm-hmm. Recently, I don't know if you guys heard of him. He blew up on Twitch. His name is Queso.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
If TikTok wasn't around, I don't think he would have got the attention he received.
Oh, yeah, because dude's averaging anywhere between 30 to 60K viewers in his streams now because of all the different stream clips and memes that people have made about him.
I think without like TikTok being there, then I don't think his name would have ever just blew out how it did.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's interesting because I wonder if and when TikTok goes away, like does that audience split 50-50 to Instagram and YouTube Shorts, which are the two probably biggest competitors?
Yeah, for sure.
And does that make two great platforms or does that make two average platforms? Because
nothing's gonna change.
You think so?
I don't think anything changes with any of those two apps.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be back to when Vine shut down and Musical.ly shut down, and it's just like YouTube and Instagram. I feel like it's gonna be exactly like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of just bland. People won't be spending as much time, I don't think, on social media, which is probably good.
That I will say, like sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need the refresher. So,
yeah, they probably see how much time Americans spend on the app too, and they're probably like,
"It is interesting that we're at this point where because I think like Twitter dropped at least 20% of its active users after the Musk buy, and now with the TikTok thing, like I think we're gonna like come to a moment where social media maybe takes a backseat."
Pokemon Go revival.
Oh, we can actually go out and talk to each other again. COVID's over, kind of.
Like, yeah. I just had COVID.
I know, everybody did. I was just talking before the show started how I had COVID. And now I can't stop coughing forever. So,
Not recently,
3 months ago, I haven't stopped coughing since.
Wow.
God.
Yeah, that's fun.
Wild.
Would you guys like to hear, before we get too further in, would you guys like to piggyback onto the Urban Legends for games again?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to continue on with the UFC cover, Athlete Curse, because it's it's interesting to me. So for UFC 1 had John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson.
Don't even have to talk about that.
So after the cover, John Jones failed a drug test for his next fight.
Just one? Then,
yeah. Gustafsson was knocked out by Rumble in his home country after his being on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then UFC 2 rolls around. Ronda Rousey got knocked out by Amanda Nunes, I think?
No, yeah, it was Holly Holm. Nunes.
Oh, yeah. Holly Holm.
Holly Holm tapped her out first.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Kicked the shit out of her.
And a 48 seconds. So that's... And then McGregor...
Longer than Nate Diaz.
To be fair, Ronda Rousey, yeah, she had two terrible fights back-to-back. Yeah. And, like, not even close. Like, it looked like a toddler being punched by Ryan Post. Like, it was horrible.
And UFC 2 had two people, just like the Madden one. I forgot which one that was. But yeah, McGregor got choked up by Nate Diaz 10 days after release. Then UFC 3, McGregor became the cover again, and then he lost to Habib.
Yeah, but when did he tip the bus? Because
Nurmagomedov?
No. McGregor when he lifted the bus and he tipped it over.
I don't know.
You guys remember that?
Yeah, I know. I think that's kind of in between.
I was gonna say
that happened just before that fight where you lost.
I think that tipping the bus that forgives anything else.
And then UFC 4 rolls around. Masvidal was knocked out by Usman in his next fight, and Adesanya went 1-0 and lost to. I don't know how to say that name, but he, and then Adesanya also lost to Sean Strickland. So UFC curse, I think, is real.
Cover curse. The EA curse.
EA curse.
I mean, look at. I mean, let's just put it on EA. EA's just bad at everything they fucking touch.
Yeah, because you don't. There's no 2K curse.
Not yet.
Hold on, wait.
No,
not to the same level, right?
But I'm saying, like, even going back to like Dreamcast days, like 2K football.
Oh yeah,
there was no curse then.
The only curse, well, not curse, but like 2K21 was for Zion Williamson, and he didn't have a really good season. He got injured.
Mm.
That's the only one that I, from recent knowledge.
Basketball's a lot of games.
That's true.
But let's just put it at EA because they were voted the shittiest company.
That's right.
They're so bad that they lost fucking Star Wars. You know, like
that awkward moment when you know that they've made like 10 games of Tiger Woods PGA Tour and nothing bad happened until he had like 18 messages all come out.
Yeah, dude, you gotta make up all the games. Suck.
And now it's 2K. And now 2K's making golf games.
Yeah.
EA was like, oh no, we've destroyed Tiger. Our bad.
Because then they switched to Rory, and then Rory fucking just like fell apart.
Yeah, you're right.
So, all right, EA, just they fucked up everything.
Yeah.
EA. Do not be on the cover of an EA game. That is what we are telling you this
lesson
week
learned.
On Bucket Bites.
Lesson learned. I do want to just very quickly, it's going to tie into our next segment, but with the whole like TikTok and stuff like that, you were talking, what's his name? Queso?
Yeah.
Queso. He got a ton of attention from growing a TikTok. Another person who grew primarily through TikTok was a metal artist by the name of Kim Dracula.
Oh, God.
That dude.
Okay. All right. So hold on. So, Josh, no, I don't want you to look up anything about Kim Dracula.
All right.
I don't want you to know anything about Kim Dracula.
My thing was I might have seen, but I don't know.
You probably have because I'll leave it at this. The reason I bring that up is because The Rave sent me free tickets to the Kim Dracula show when I had COVID. And I'm like, who the fuck is Kim Dracula? And I wasn't too worried about it. And then I looked up on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, wait, I like watched one of their like music videos. I'm like, oh,
Insanity, but it's Insanity, by the way.
Dude, okay. So he's one of those artists that does like a menagerie of different like genres in one song.
So, oh, okay. Just, like, so, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that guy who did like, oh, this is System of a Down's Chop Suey and 20 sure, different yeah, styles. So,
sure, sure. Okay. But like, I would love to have a Josh Picard reaction video watching like the five videos from Kim Dracula, because I think you'll both hate it, but also love it, but mostly hate it.
Okay.
So I would love to see that one day. But
well, send me the five videos and I'll make that happen. I'll put it on the Bucket Bites channel.
Oh, fuck yes, dude. All right.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
We could do it live too after the show, maybe. No, not today.
Yeah, that's
today.
No. Well, let's do it.
Today? All right.
Yeah, fine. I got time.
All right. We'll switch
I'm
it to
I'm not going into work tomorrow. It's Good Friday.
Oh, I got to work tomorrow. But I mean, no, I bring
so
it up
do
because,
I, but, you know.
I only bring up the music part of it because Logan, back in August 18th of 2023, put a card in our bite bucket was what new song or artist have you found recently that everyone should look into, and I wanted to say mine has been Kim Dracula. I've been fucking obsessed as of late, so I'm curious if anybody else has. Logan, do you remember?
I only know
there's...
him through post.
Yeah.
Yep. That's well, the only just... way I know.
No, but of... but do you guys have new artists that you've discovered?
Yeah.
New artists. Yeah. Lorna Shore.
Lorna Shore is great.
The lead singer is fucking awesome as a person.
Drummer is amazing.
And he's so talented. Man, fuck, what's his name? I'm blanking on Lorna Shore's. Lorna Shore.
Oh, they're rock? They're metal?
Yeah. I honestly,
yes, yes. Will is, you know, it's so funny. So there's a YouTuber. She's an opera singer. Do you know of this? Where she reacts to different music, and she reacted to, fuck, what was to the Hellfire.
Mm-hmm.
And she like literally like convulsively like literally. Freaked out because like. Post, you'll have to listen to it after we're done.
Sure,
but
sure.
The song is so out there compared to opera and probably the bubbly music that she likes to listen to, and she was terrified. You can see it in her body's like reaction listening to it. She was grotesquely weirded out by it. Lo and behold, she ended up having him out after she reacted. And they got to know each other, and now they're like super close buddies, and they listen to other music and react to their music videos that's together.
So, that's
it's so
that's
freaking
cool.
Awesome.
It's so wholesome.
He got her into like enjoying like certain types of artists, you know, like
yeah,
metal,
like symphonic metal,
like Sleep Token. She really started to enjoy Sleep Token because of him and shit like that, because he's like a super fan of Sleep Token. He just talks them up like crazy, or has in the past.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy that you mentioned Lorna Shore, because I was just watching a Drumeo video. Drumeo is like a channel that talks to drummers from bands, and Coheed and Cambria, my favorite band's drummer, was on Drumeo, and he was talking about, he's like, I'm never gonna play like the guy from Lorna Shore. I'm never gonna be as good as that guy, but I could do what I could do. And like, I went and listened to Lorna Shore, and this fucking, like, literally that the song that you just mentioned, To the Hellfire, I listened to it like 2 days ago, and the like literally is just double kicks the entire time. So
oh,
it's like,
yeah,
it's like a 7 minute song, but it's like the entire time,
6 minutes and 9 seconds to be exact.
And this fucking guy has got to play with his, you know, legs. Just double bass in the entire time. Listen to that song, I swear.
Yeah, it's sick as
it's right. The entire time. It's just double bass
hard. Let me look it up so I don't forget.
It goes so hard, dude.
Like, we'll do it after the show. We'll do it like an after hour.
Yeah,
we'll watch all these songs.
Yeah. Like that. But yeah, like don't be discouraged, because it is hard, like it's heavy, but like there's heavy music that I feel is like
tasteful.
Not necessarily tasteful, but like somebody who's not a heavy metal person can listen to it and like appreciate it.
Enjoy
I think like Rammstein is like the main one. Like, I think if somebody doesn't like metal, but they listen to Rammstein, they're like, all right, I get it. Cause there's like symphonic stuff. It's very melodic.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any clean vocals, especially in that song. It's very much Fry screams, Goblin, and a nice little pig scream. I forget the exact.
No, pig scream's the perfect word for it.
Yeah. Pig scream in there. Yeah, it's the Fry scream. The pig scream. Dude, he's so talented. And he can bounce between the different types of screams he does. He's so talented.
I definitely recommend it because it is also very melodic and symphonic the whole time. I really enjoyed listening to it.
It's actually really fun to ironically listen to. When you drop in Helldivers and you listen to my God.
Just to pump you up.
It would make the adrenaline pump hard if you're playing not on medium, not on intermediate or extreme. You have to play on either Helldiver or Suicide to really get the most.
Yeah,
out of
to
it.
Get the most. Yeah.
Yeah. But, anyways, we were talking about. Different types of music.
What you've heard recently.
I name dropped Sleep Token. Let's throw Sleep Token in there because I already brought them out. They're not terribly new, but they were in the news because some freak hackers like figured out their birth certificates or some shit and like were trying to leak their identities, and everyone was getting so upset because that they notoriously wear these like. Slipknot type of mask. Like
they wear masks.
Sure. Yeah, so they protect their identity. So because it's not about who they are, it's about their music.
Music. Yep. Sure. I like that. Yep.
So people were just really upset.
At least the you know audience was behind them. Like no, fuck that shit.
Oh yeah,
that's cool. At least
people were making memes about like Will from Lorna Shore like running past other people as like the front runners to. Protect the identities of Sleep Token. It was so funny. It's just good stuff.
All right.
But yeah, well, Dom.
Yeah, Dom, give us some Celine Dion.
Anyway, so I've been listening to my music's very diverse, so it's kind of all over the place. But a lot of my music recently has been Spanish, like Gente de Zona with Mark Anthony, La Gozendera. Is a really good song. I've been listening to like these guys named TV Girl. They make a lot of like I don't know how to explain it. Like, kind of like it's like very melancholy-esque music, but it's kind of like an upbeat to it. It's weird.
I fucking
it's
love hard, that hard word by the way. Dom.
Melancholy?
It's just such a fun good word, which is the opposite of its meaning. I just love the word melancholy. Every time I hear it, it gives me goosebumps.
Dom, do you have Spotify?
I do have Spotify.
All right, I'm gonna send you a link because I want you to listen to the Mars Volta's latest album because
Mars
it is
Volta,
very
somebody you listen to.
I have listened to Mars Volta for years,
for a long time.
But,
yeah.
They have their latest album is very like Spanish and like Latin music, influenced, and I think you would really like it. So,
and one other Spanish artist, Romeo Santos, I've been nonstop listening to his shit. He likes to mix in like English words with his Spanish, and it's so funny because you could tell he doesn't speak English.
Well, it's like Spanglish, right? Like that's I actually kind of love that in Latin music.
It's nice.
Yes.
So Romeo Santos, Intimidora is my favorite song from him. I will send it to the fucking Discord. Why not? But that's mostly it for me.
All right, cool. Josh, did you give one?
I didn't give one. I'm so weird because I listen to new stuff like every week.
Yeah.
I'm really into this week. I'm sure you've heard the song in the 90s, Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3.
Oh, yeah.
I have become cumbersome. So I've been really into 7 Mary 3 this week. So that's where I'm currently at. So
all right, that's all right. That's your so you're feeling a little melancholy.
I'm feeling a little 90s grunge alternative.
That's you know? Hold on, I gotta open my Spotify.
The block, they call that classic rock now.
Oh my god,
that's depressing. That it's so depressing.
Somebody said they're like, do you realize that the songs in the 2000s are the songs in the 80s when you were growing up. And I'm like,
it's gross, dude. It's gross.
Blink 182 is like classic music.
Classic rock.
Oh, dude. It's
so like, well, music that we call classic rock, what does that become?
Ancient
rock?
Dude, I was just talking to somebody. I literally was just talking to somebody.
Is it all just get roped in? Like Linkin Park and Blink 182 goes with like the Doobie Brothers.
Well, what's funny is I was talking to somebody who's 19.
Eric Clapton? Like what?
And he was like, I like classic rock. And I was like, oh, you mean like Zeppelin? He's like, no, like System of a Down. I'm like, no.
That I just punched him right in the face.
I'm like, don't say that.
So wait, if that's the case, that means like Crank That by Soulja Boy is like classic rock.
Dude, that's
hip hop now.
That's retro hip hop. That's old school hip hop, dude.
That's retro.
Yeah,
it's so sad.
That's just old school. That like, cranking that dude.
Oh, that's it doesn't make any sense.
I know. I know. I hate it.
Nope.
That's depressing.
Nope. Nope. Don't like
it. Well, I'll take this moment of sadness to talk about Dark Fusion Systems. You can get $150 off a pre-built PC, custom to your specifications, whatever you want. We got everybody in here but me has one currently because I'm a cheap fucking guy that can't afford nice things.
Everyone point at post and laugh.
But there is really cool stuff. Oh, by the way, if you want that $150 off, just mention Bucket Bites, and they will give you that money. So it's
a lot of money, guys.
Great deal.
Mention it.
Also go to nuclearcoffeewi.com because I roast coffee. All right. Dominic. There, cue the printer sound. I got a new bit here called Game Highlight. Something about
Game Highlight.
Mullet. Yeah, what is this? Mullet Mad Jack? What is this?
So I was having fun on YouTube and I saw this like 90s like synthwave type of thing, and they like it was
Wait,
an intro
hold
to
on,
the game.
Stop.
What?
You just said 90s synthwave.
That's what it said. In like the YouTube video, and
is
like,
there
Mullet Mad Jack?
Is there such thing as like? Are we so old that now the 80s synthwave like frenzy is now 90s synthwaves?
No,
like,
90s synthwave was definitely different than 80s synthwave. It was way more drum and bassy.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
And they have like an old school like anime look to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I saw the. It was like the what do you call it? The title screen to the game, and it's like it was hella good music, and I was like, oh shit, it's pretty cool. It says like press here to play, and I went.
Wait, it was what good music?
In the description of the video.
Wait, what did it say on the title screen?
Yeah,
it said press to play.
Like, that's but you said it was good music. What kind of good music was it?
It was good music.
Yeah, but like how good? Was it
darn good?
It was like, yeah, darn good.
Darn
like,
good.
It was semi-good or, you know, what kind of good was it?
Heckin' good. I'm sorry. That was funny. I feel bad because I'm looking at Logan. He's just like, dude, what the fuck is funny about that? And I'm like, nothing. But like, I love it.
It's funny because Dom isn't from California, but he says hella all the time.
I don't know why I do.
Because it's hella funny, bro.
It's hella great, dude.
All right, so continue.
Anyway, so it was made by the people who made the game, and they had it for like a 10-minute. Or so, title
Hold
screen.
Although it was made by the people who made the game.
Yes. I thought it was like made by some random fucking people.
Dom's never gonna put a bit together ever again.
It was on YouTube. That's why I didn't think it was made by like the people who actually. I thought it was like someone screaming
for it. So the YouTube video.
You mean? I thought you meant the game was made by the people who made the game.
No, I was like the YouTube video.
I'm sorry, Dom. I'm so sorry. Post apologize.
Josh is sorry.
No, you're sorry too. You laughed as well. You misunderstood. Dom, go ahead.
I'm also sorry.
We are going to stop interrupting your bit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've been patiently listening this whole time. I'm on the edge of my seat. Guy.
This is all Post's fault.
I didn't do anything. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, it said there's a game demo for it. I was like, fuck it, let's check it out because it looked cool. Come to find out, the game was set in the year of 2090, where humanity and the internet have merged into a new like being. And it's like all mixed together. So since that's the case, people need like dopamine every 10 seconds to survive, or else they'll fucking die.
Yeah. They'll like comatose almost. Yeah.
Yeah. So while being in the game, it kind of looks like an arcade, like Doom type game. Like all the enemies will like stand still and they kind of move about like two animations. It looks like Doom, but if it was like Cyberpunk, the fuck out.
So can I interject real quick, Dom?
Go ahead.
It really kind of looks like Hi-Fi Rush meets Doom.
Ooh, that's right up my alley.
Would you agree or disagree with that, Dom?
I don't remember Hi-Fi Rush at all, to be honest.
Oh well, then never mind. I'll just go fuck myself.
I'm sorry. Because it's a first-person shooter, its art style is supposed to be like a classic anime world where you play as Mad Jack, who's a mercenary-type character who's hired by this company to save this internet princess. So it's like Mario? A tower thing? Yeah. There's like towers they have to go through, so each level is like probably around like... Theoretically, every level is probably about like a minute long, but you can change it so it'd be like 30 seconds or even less, depending on which route you take. And there's multiple routes while being in the game. Right now, it's only in game demo; hasn't came out yet.
Is it like a rhythm based type game?
It's not rhythm based. It's just full adrenaline, just in your face, go.
And what's it called?
Mullet Mad Jack.
All right.
On Steam right now. It's a demo. I highly recommend to wishlist it because I think I'm going to get it because even playing the music's really good.
Yeah.
Good. You know, Dom, you should reach out to the developers because I'd love to talk to them about their game.
Yeah. Just send them the segment where we just laughed at you for 8 minutes.
Trying to like hype
post,
up
cut
game.
That out. Post, cut that out.
Oh, no, that's staying. Every single laugh. Sorry.
Oh, I should probably say who developed it. It was developed by Hammer.
The developers. 95. Oh, okay.
I don't know what other things they've created. This is the first time I've seen this. Group of people. See, that's mostly it. What I got for it.
Okay.
I would look up pictures of it because I mean, it looks really nice.
Yeah, we were watching before the show. Dom, Josh, and I were watching you play it. It looked actually really fun. From what we saw, so. Very cool. Hell yeah. So check out, not sponsored, by the way, Mullet Mad Jack. Go download the demo. Go play it. You know what I really want to know about, though, is like the gamer or streamer like drama news. Like, I need like an ET or you can't even think of the TMZ. I need like a TMZ breakdown of like fucking streamer drama right now.
Oh yeah,
I do. I think I do.
Well, I got a bit for you.
Yeah, right. Lay it on us, Tonesy.
So just the other night, I think it was it last night or the night before? So, have you ever heard of the streamer called Jinxie? He's the he's the new up and coming streamer. His generation of streamers are certain that age group of like 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds are starting to stream and get popular and whatnot. So this is the next gen, and he's very much in your face, very intense.
Plays pretty Rainbow much, Six Siege, the worst game of all time.
Plays Rainbow Six Siege, which is very I think, known as like a bro-y game a little bit. There's a lot of, surprisingly, a lot of the beginner, old school Call of Duty trash talking that goes in those lobbies. A lot of toxicity in that game.
Oh, okay.
Especially because the game has like all the walls. It's like indoor, outdoor. It's all based around a building, but all the walls can be destroyed. Okay. So there's a lot of like angles that you have to shoot from. So if you don't set up things right or whatever, there's a lot of like meta
pixel game. Peaks. It could pixel be like the peaks, world's most boring game.
Yeah. People just abuse certain angles and knowing where to like put holes in walls so they can basically see out, but they can't see you, that type dumb shit. But anyways, so this young streamer, he's like 21, 22. Was going up against two former Fortnite pros. Okay. So he is known as like the best Rainbow Six Siege player of all time. Whatever.
On console.
That's true. That is a key point. So he was going up against these two Fortnite streamers that are both on PC. So to make it fair, because he's got so many hours on the game, it's not even funny. So to make it fair, he gave them on both rounds, best of eight, a 2-round lead, and it's 2-1.
Okay.
So they pretty much wiped him on the first map, and then on the beginning of the second map, Jinxie's dating some OnlyFans chick. She's like an internet celebrity. There's a something that happened like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, where this other streamer, this former Fortnite streamer, was, I don't know, he had his stream up and he had people over, and he was like basically writing his Fortnite code on his future girlfriend's tits, essentially.
I see the picture.
Yes. So that he put up on his screen for like a half second after they won the first round.
Oh, toxic. First
map, for like a split second, got rid of it. People reacted in his stream, but it never got back to Jinxie because they were playing, right? So they end up wiping him on the second map, winning, and they were playing for basically $5,000. So they, if Jinxie won, they would have split $2,500 each to give him $5,000, and if he lost, he would have given each of them $2,500.
Holy shit!
And he was saying, he's like, this is the most amount of money I've ever bet on, besides one other time, I guess. Anyways, but he ended up losing, and then Clicks, the other Fortnite streamer that posted that photo for a second, ended up posting it on Twitter with no description, just posted it up there savagely. And they were, him and his other buddy were like giggling about it. And like, dude, if you're mad, like I'll delete it. So they had like this whole like 45 minute back and forth argument about how weird it was and if he's mad about it and how he feels about it and shit. It was bizarre. It was so weird.
How old are these people?
They're like in their 20s.
And
it just seems weird.
As weird.
It's just
so wait, the girl, wait, was the girl the other dude's? So he was with the girl writing codes on her boobs.
Yeah.
And then later, that girl is this other dude's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it's like you kind of signed up for a wild kind of girlfriend to be openly on some dude's stream, him being able to write, you know, his Fortnite
well
code.
And also, like, I was talking to my fiance about this recently, but like the streamer world is so, like, for lack of a better word, incestuous. Like, there's so, like, streamers and like their girlfriends only know it's streamers clicky. And they're it's very clicky.
Yeah,
and like you see this so often where it's like, oh well, I've got nudes of your girlfriend from, and it's like it's so weird, just like that overlap and like this weird trauma that comes from it. It's
and it's even weird because there's like inner circles with TV shows too. Not to get off tangent, but like people that were on like Netflix's original Love Is Blind, like
I've heard of that. Yeah,
there was some dude that was on like The Bachelorette. end up knocking out one of the people that were on Love Is Blind, which I think is freaking weird.
Weird, dude. It's weird. Yes.
Yeah, there's weird like reality TV shows.
I've recently joined the Bachelor Nation, and it's fucking wild, dude.
This
crossover is weird.
It goes deep, and yeah. It's like they all are tight with each other. All these love type shows end up are starting to like intertwine with each other. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre.
It's kind of gross, actually.
Yeah. So part of the reason why I brought that up, which I thought was really interesting, because they like this content, because the other thing was the controversy that he was really kind of bothered about was, you ever heard of the term clip farming?
Yep.
So this dude that did it, he thought it was just a funny joke. And then the dude that was the butt end of the joke was like, no, you're just clip farming. It's cool, dude. Like, do what you want, but I don't think it's that cool type of thing. Like, mm-hmm. And you can't even realize that you could be in the wrong whatsoever. And he's like, no, I wasn't doing it for that or whatever. So like, just how open this generation is to anything's open fair game to some degree, even if you don't know the person. They probably have never met each other in person, maybe have mm-hmm. played a couple hours in game, and then they're basically posting up really kind of awkward things, semi-related to personal life. Because clearly this dude's got a relationship with this girl off camera that we don't know how their dynamic is or anything. And then he does this. It's just like, it just seems so odd to me that they're so open to just sharing that kind of content. I don't think the dude that was at the butt of the joke was looking for that type of attention. He doesn't ever try to. He made a point of like, I don't get in fights and beefs with other people on the internet. I think that's super weird, but it's just odd to me that stuff happens. Well,
the dude that's being a bitch, like he's being a shit talker, right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Clicks.
And it was a 2v1, and he's talking dude, shit.
He's got such a fucking punchable face. He's the in your picture. That's the bottom right, right?
No. That's the guy at the butt of the joke.
Oh, that's right, the butt of the joke. Oh, the bottom. Oh. Okay, the well, Jinxie has a
he does have one. He's okay, dude, though. He, like, he's a little...
He's a good dude, but he just has a punchable face.
To each person's look at, interpretation. Dude,
you wouldn't say that dude has a punchable face.
I'm not a fighter. It's because
his face is always like in the camera. I think that's why.
Yeah, that too. But he's got a lot
dude,
of
he's got the, like
people resonate with his content because he's super funny and he's so reactive. Right. He keeps his webcam like just below his monitor. There's highlight reels of him reacting and punching his camera. It's the funniest fucking thing. It's good. Like
he content. Also have, like he has like Tourette's too, right? Or something.
Yeah,
like
he's got Tourette's. So like,
well, now I feel like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's an interesting afterthought.
Shit.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring up that being the headliner.
Can I point out
a streamer who's got something going on? You know, it's
interesting now how I'm not the first person to mention this, but like how streaming has turned back to the personality side of things.
Yeah.
Like. For a long time, it was the personality, and then it became the content.
Yeah.
And now we're back to personality.
Yeah.
And I really like what we're seeing coming out of this new era of streamers.
Well.
But let me say, I like in terms of it's fun to watch.
It's definitely.
I will not say I
let's just say agree. Or, it's definitely still prevalent, more so than skill, because there's quite literally evolution of female thirst trap streamers on Twitch. Yes.
I just read an article that Twitch is going to ban content that is like up close focused on like inappropriate areas.
Like the screenshot of a stream that I took last night.
Yeah, actually, dude. Hey, by the way, Seymour has sent me that person. That's that same person. I unless there's others that do that.
Yeah. There's. I quite literally. I had no idea this existed, and I was on after finishing up Helldivers Dude. With my buddies, and I was just like, I'm just gonna look at Twitch real quick and just see it top streamers. I think there's five out of the first page that was chicks in bikinis with a webcam underneath a chair, and the chair is see-through. And
they're just they call it a glass toilet.
Oh, I like how that it's got an actual
because I thought it was weird.
I don't even blame Post. Like, I'm not even going to be like, oh, Post, you know what that is. Because, this is shit that just happens on Twitch.
Yeah.
Like, every month, it's a new thing.
What's crazy to me is if you look at that screenshot in our little thing.
Yep, I bet.
Essentially, there's like 4-5 different views of a different camera. All happening simultaneously. She's got an aquarium in the back, so there's two different live feeds of two different things in the aquarium. She's got an angle that is showing her feet in the top right.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
And then on the left is her front, and then obviously the one on the right is like below the chair of her ass cheeks, just plumped right on a chair. It's just like...
It looks like brain rot. Like when you look at that, it's just pure brain rot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's quite literally like serotonin overload of like just preying on teenagers and creepy old guys. It's just like, oh, it's disgusting. So
can't imagine.
I remember the term booby streamer was big in like the early 2000s. I was like, wow. Female streamers that are just streaming in IRL have evolved, if that's what they've gone to. It's just like, so
it's a problem. Well, and that's always gonna be the case. Like, it's always gonna evolve. It's always gonna be what we can get through the TOS at this point. And
I'm glad to hear that they're banning it, though.
They've been trying though for years. Yeah. And we're still here. I think
the exact wording of the article that I read, like, this, it's funny because I saw this article yesterday. Before you even posted this, I'm like, oh, that's funny. I saw this article. But I think the exact wording they used was they would be turning off and banning users who have cameras specifically aimed at quote unquote inappropriate, like genitalia or other areas like that. So, like,
well, he's a prime candidate, whoever this, I'm not, well, gonna yeah, name, this I chick, don't this, even want to promote this chick whatsoever, but like,
why? Just that's for, like, her only form of income, dude. Like, that and the OF, probably.
Well, yeah, I know, but, like, just the
help
fact
sister
that...
out, dude.
Yeah.
For the sauce.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, I thought that was a really interesting piece of news topic, because I didn't know that existed on Twitch. No idea.
Oh, Seymour does. Seymour has sent me like five or dude, while I'm fucking streaming, he'll be like, hey, look, dude, check this out. It's this fucking titty streamer just like this. I'm like, dude,
I don't know where Seymour finds this shit.
I want him to message me on Discord. What?
I know. What? Okay, I'll send
Seymour's
him
been
your,
doing this for like almost 6 years.
Bro,
really?
Seymour is a fucking Bell simp, dude.
Bell?
Delphine? Bell
oh,
Delphine?
That was
so like,
the longest time.
So
Seymour.
Like,
he's patient zero.
Seymour.
Well, so okay, I think he like treats it like it's a meme at this point, but like I think it's like a real thing.
It's real.
Seymour is patient zero.
He's subscribed to the OF. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, what else we got? We can do one more.
All right. Let's talk about. Just one more here. Another rising good streamer who's young. I guess Jinxie and this streamer have collabed in IRL and over online. This guy's an interesting character. So his name is called Sketch, and he pretty much plays majority Madden. All Madden.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about him is, how do I put it? It's almost like, people are, I don't know if it's real or not, because it's hard to believe what people just say on the internet without any sort of back facts. So people are at least projecting that he's putting on a character. Like, the persona of who he's, how he streams is not who he is in real life. Allegedly.
Okay. I mean, I would say most people aren't.
But
to the extent
of what this guy does.
Best case scenario, it's yourself turned up.
Yeah.
But right. Worst case, you're inventing a personality. I think that's what this is.
Yeah. So he's definitely, it's potential that he is, because there's plenty of clips of showing him quote unquote breaking character, or I think he went to Barstool Sports and they were just shooting the shit before a podcast. And he was not talking like he normally does. Like some of his weird mannerism. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Sure. Yeah.
He's got a certain mannerism where apparently a lot of people have gravitate to, where they're like, "What's up, brother?" They he always puts his finger up.
Yeah.
He always does that. Or he'll say something inappropriate and then it'll be like, "Sorry for cussing," just every time.
Sure. Oh, so he's got kind of things that he revisits. Yeah. That he wasn't when he was talking candidly.
So yes. Yep. Okay. It's almost he has something. It just seems like he's got something else going on.
There's a switch. There's a switch that he flips.
Yeah. But I just mean it comes off as
a character.
It's a special character. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
So
I feel like that's half the Madden community, though.
A, talking about it, and B, feeling, is it okay that he's acting this way? Because a lot of people fuck with Sketch hard. They think he's awesome. He's hilarious. Not in a way they're almost kind of they're laughing with him, not laughing at him. It's really taken off.
This is a touchy subject.
Yeah. Yes. So it's just and when I saw him out at Barstool, he was talking like a regular motherfucker out there. It just the certain times where he was putting on the character, there's a scene where he was playing against another Barstool guy on Madden, and then donations were coming in and someone tricked Sketch by saying, "My uncle needs to lose late. His name is blah, blah, blah." But it was another name for Big Cat. You know who Big Cat is on Barstool?
No.
Okay. Well, he's a known Bears guy, and he just hates the Packers royally.
Oh, I know. Okay. I remember. I know who this is. Yeah.
Yeah. So someone was basically making fun that Big Cat is fat, and then he didn't realize it. And he goes, "Sorry that you're a fat fuck." And then he goes, "Sorry for cussing," or whatever. And then they were like, "Oh, that's getting clipped for sure." And then they asked him, "Do you know who that is?" He's like, "No," because it was a different name other than Big Cat. Yeah. And then they said it, and then he looked at him, broke, and just started laughing. You could tell that the veil came down. He didn't talk, but how he was laughing and looking like, "I just fucked up." You could just tell it wasn't
his broke normal character.
Yeah, right. And the character that he plays, like I said, it just comes off as a little. I already alluded to it enough. So, but yeah, it just seems a little weird to people just be like, "Yeah, it's totally fine to be having that type of a personality for a stream, and it works," I guess. But again, I don't know if that's who he is. And when he's not streaming, it gets downplayed, or maybe that is who he is. I don't know. But it's just, he's getting really popular. He hasn't been doing it very long, and he's pulling some good numbers for just a Madden streamer.
All right.
From what you're saying, he's doing the same thing that Jinxie kind of does.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jinxie will do that, the finger thing.
Yep. He got that from Sketch.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Quite literally, people fuck with him so hard that they have watched so much of his content and they start doing it. I saw a video of a guy was at a bar with a group of buddies, and they were doing it to each other, and then saw other people doing it, and then they were doing it back to them, and then next thing you know, there was 30 people in a bar all doing it to each other and saying the similar type of things that he says. It's an epidemic of the male group to be impersonating things that the streamer does. It's funny,
right?
Doing those characters on streams seems so much fucking energy.
I like characters. For example, Doc.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes characters like that so fun are like when they break, like,
yeah,
that those are always the best.
And Doc is only a small glimpse of what he used to be. Not to say that he's not Doc anymore, because the fact that he's prime. Still, yeah, he's past his prime for sure, but he's still rocking the sunglasses playing video games.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's true.
How hard that must be playing at a high level on video games, but I mean, his high level probably isn't as high as it used to be.
Still better than me.
The recent shit I've seen from Doc, it's like him breaking character is this dude stream sniping him in COD just to fist fight him, and he keeps
Yeah.
He's like, damn it. It's so funny.
Yeah. But
that's what makes it fun, though, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And I like the character aspect of it.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
So those are some news drama things that are going on in the gaming world.
Also, Ninja has melanoma.
He had. Yeah, it was something on his foot. Cancer scare. And they caught it early stages, but
gotcha.
I feel like if there's a lightheartedness part of that joke is like, oh, gamers do touch grass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A funny lighthearted silver lining to that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Obviously, man. You gotta make fun of that shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's
scary.
So Josh is in the bathroom, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play his bit at this time. Just, give us a second to, you know, he prepared this ahead of time, so it's perfect time.
Perfect.
And now for the first episode of Soundtrack Showcase with Josh Picard. The song you're currently hearing is called Listen to the Cries of the Planet, or You Can Hear the Cries of the Planet, depending on the translation. This song was composed for the 1997 RPG Final Fantasy VII by Nobuo Uematsu. Uematsu started working for developer Square in 1986, a job he would later admit was intended to only be a temporary one, but ended up lasting over 25 years. Uematsu started his work on the Final Fantasy series with its very first installment, evolving his compositions from the NES to the Super NES and then to the first PlayStation, where he could use fully synthesized sounds, opening up a whole new world for his work, which could blend all kinds of sounds and instrumentation, which are perfectly displayed in this song. Unfortunately, Uematsu-san has struggled with his health over the past few years, forcing him to step away from work. He was, however, able to work on the long-awaited remake of Final Fantasy VII in 2020, as well as its upcoming sequel, composing both of their main themes. Even if you can't stand RPGs or Final Fantasy, give Final Fantasy VII's soundtrack a listen. It's one of the best I've ever heard.
Hell yeah, give it a try. Give it a try. Josh, that was such a good bit.
Damn.
Thank you. So I'm going to do that more often. I'm really into video game music, and when I was playing through Final Fantasy VII recently, I came across that one, and I was like, damn.
Yes.
This slaps.
I'm going to listen to it later.
Yeah, that's a good song. So
yeah.
I really want to kind of just visit songs that either I like or kind of are known amongst the community as like bangers, and just give the folks who made them kind of a praise.
Yeah, okay. I like it. I fuck with
The only Final Fantasy I played was let me make sure I got the right one. Final Fantasy 15.
And 15's really good.
I have so many like songs from that like thing in my playlist.
Well, and what's cool is a lot of the themes in Final Fantasy have existed over the years. So, like, in Final Fantasy 15, there's a lot of motifs and stuff that have existed, like, since, maybe even the first game.
Oh, wow.
Like that Final Fantasy victory theme.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
So iconic. And Final Fantasy VII is a game I never played until earlier this... No, late last year. And it was just like so amazing all around. And the music was fantastic. There isn't a song on that soundtrack of the original where I'd skip. It's just so good. So check it out. That song in particular, like, go listen to it. That was my favorite song in the entire game, in the entire soundtrack. So go check it out.
Hell yeah, man. I'm sorry to burp over you during that monologue there, but I couldn't resist after "Can you burp on command" followed us on Twitch there.
That's fair. That's fair.
I couldn't.
You gotta give it to him.
We gotta give it to, oh, Josh is cheating. He's got, was that a monster or something?
No, it's a liquid death. It's just sparkling water.
Sparkling water. All right, we gotta provide the best burp.
All right.
I already did mine. Mine were weak.
All right.
I'm weak.
Oh, I can't do one on command.
Burp on command. Okay, he's gonna throw up. It sounds like he's gonna throw up.
Oh Lord.
Oh, that's actually wasn't even pretty that good.
That kind of sounded like diarrhea, actually.
Hmm?
What?
All right. There's mine.
There it is.
And my bit. So I'm going to talk about music.
I love that. I love that. I was going to do damn. Said lame. So I do want to touch a couple things before we wrap up here today. We'll be live. Have we decided? Are we going to go weekly, bi-weekly? I think bi-weekly is kind of what we were deciding.
Yeah.
Just for the time being. We're going to be Thursdays at 8:30 Central Time. Logan, Dom, come on. Burp it up. Burp it up.
I got nothing. I'll be honest.
Ooh, I almost threw up. Never mind. Not doing that.
Oh, wow. I cannot. I'm not a burp on command kind of guy. Give me a diet, anything. And...
Sprite.
Oh, dude. Diet Dr.
Sprite.
Pepper.
Right. Dr. Pepper's good too, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That shit slaps.
Dumb.
I can only do like little tiny ones when I do.
Do it.
Yeah, all right, hold on.
Yo, what the? What was that? Dude, that was was that a burp? You fucking liar.
No, that was.
He just went.
That was a burp.
It's a burp. Yeah.
That might have been.
All right. All right, that was weak for me. So we won't be live next week, but we'll be live. We'll be live, though, next week after that. But in there, we'll be, Josh and I will be at Midwest Gaming Classic. Logan, I think you are.
Crowned the Burp King.
That'll be on Saturday, the 6th.
If you are in the Milwaukee or greater Milwaukee area, make sure you pop on into the Midwest Gaming Classic. We will be at the Dark Fusion Systems booth. Great friends of ours. And of course, they have, participated and sponsored the podcast in the past.
Yep.
They're huge, huge friends of the show. And we will be there and myself. And
there'll be a cutout picture of me there.
I will bring one.
I was going to say, I could print a picture of Dom on a black and white piece of paper because I don't have a colored printer. So I just have to imagine.
chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. That'd be great. But spoiler alert, because I didn't sign an NDA, but there might be some really cool little clicky clack things there that are brand new.
I can't wait.
So
can't wait to see what might be there.
Possibly, maybe the unleashing of something that has been announced but not shown yet. So check out Midwest Gaming Classic here in Milwaukee next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. So Josh is dying. He's like,
the COVID-19.
I like how you said that. Say that again.
COVID-19?
That COVID-19.
How do you
emphasis
say it?
On that. You said you emphasized that 19 and it like kind of got me going.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Instead of just COVID-19, it's that COVID-19.
COVID-19. COVID-19. It's like,
because I'm like, wait, it makes you believe that there's a COVID-20.
Yeah.
Or 18.
You never know.
It's, well, that's, yeah.
I'm talking about COVID-19.
Oh, good lord. So anyways, I appreciate everybody for hanging out, listening to us tonight, or wherever you are in your world. I'm Ryan, the Papa Post, with Josh Picard from Suggestive Gaming.
Subscribe.
Logan. Yes, also a sponsor of the show. Logan Jacob, a.k.a. Mod Tones, and our burp champion, Dominic, just Dominic. If you're watching this live, stick around. We might still do the live reaction thing to the music, I'm not sure. But until next time, later!
Bye.
Bye.